you really are not gifted. Anybody? You know what? Same way. So with that understanding, because those that are gifted in art are not better than those that are not gifted in art, they just have a different gift. How many of you sense that there's a gifting in what could be called revelation or prophecy? We all can hear God's voice, but there's a sense in your life that there's a gift or a call in the area of revelation and prophecy. Anybody? Would you all come stand to have your hands lifted? Would you come join us standing here for a moment? Amen. Congregation, would you stretch your hands for these standing here, please? God, every one of us can hear your voice. But Lord, there are those. Doesn't make us more special, doesn't make us higher than anyone else, but we serve a function. And Lord, that function is in the area of revelation. So God, we pray that tonight you would release revelation. God, that you would open the heavens. Young man, when I was talking earlier about my walk into the prophetic, and I was talking about how God had to confront my opinions. And understand, I wasn't opinionated because I wanted to dominate everybody. I truly felt I was right. Yes. But God had to undo my opinions, and I was willing. It was difficult. It hurt, but I was willing to walk through that process and still learning. My sense is this. The Father saying, son, there are a lot of opinions that you have picked up along the way. Some of your own, but some because you have taken out of a good heart. You've taken on others' offenses. And the Lord says it's allowed opinions to gather around you. But here's the thing that so delights the Father. You're willing to let God deal with it. But the Lord says, son, understand, when I undo you, I don't leave you undone. I build up Christ in you. And so the Lord is taking you through a process. And the Lord is just saying, son, be faithful to the process, because at the end of the day, people are not going to see and hear what this man thinks. They're going to see and hear what God thinks. And it's not just going to be your words. It's going to be your life. You know, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, it's a 14:8, somewhere in there. It says, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself to battle? You see, if our words and our life don't match up, people will not pay attention to our words. God is working to bring a matching up of the words and the life, but it is that process that shows his love. Because if he didn't love us, he would just say, next. But he has not said that because of his love. So God, thank you, Lord, for the process. Lord, you're walking us through to hear the voice of the Lord. And God, we thank you that, Lord, it's sometimes in the quietness, Lord, of, here's what I keep hearing, in the quietness of the midnight hour, we hear the whisper of God. You know, there was a phrase somebody said years ago called the dark night of the soul. And sometimes we can walk through what feels like a dark night of the soul, and it can feel like heaven is silent. But God says it's in the stillness of the midnight time in our soul when the whisper of God comes. And it's not always an overwhelming yell. It is that still small voice. But God says, don't despair, because in the midnight hour of the soul, the voice, the whisper of God is coming.
I see a rose, and it kept going through drought after drought after drought. And each drought that came, the rose became weaker and weaker and less pretty. And then I saw as a big rain came, and suddenly the rose grew stronger and stronger and prettier and prettier.
So, Father, would you release the rain of your Spirit? Lord, we thank you. Come, mighty God. Father, we thank you. Lord, that revelation, I hear the Lord saying, revelation is becoming more pointed. Just like the picture I see is like of a sword or a knife. It's a weapon, but it has been dull. And you've had the weapons of God in your life, and you've been learning to use them, but sometimes there's a frustration that for all your wielding of the weapons and the gifts of God, it doesn't seem to accomplish what you know God wants it to accomplish. But the Lord says, I am putting the sword of the Spirit, the revelation of God in your life, into the sharpener. But the sharpener, to sharpen a blade, it's got to get rid of some of that metal, some of that blade that's gotten dulled. And the Lord is saying this, daughter, in gentleness, in love, and in mercy, I am removing some things from around you. But it's not because God is angry at you or them. It's because God is saying that is hindering the sharpness. And so the Lord just says, daughter, let me continue to sharpen you, and then the blade will strike true. Father, we thank you.
I saw a wave, like a wave at the beach. And I saw, as you know how at the beach, whenever a wave comes in, it draws back some sand, and then the next wave comes and more sand comes to where the other sand used to be. I saw you, and you were with this wave, and this big wave came in, and it started grabbing some stuff that had been in your life for a long time. And that stuff, it might have hurt you, but it was all you'd known for so long. And whenever that wave came in, and whenever it took that stuff, for a split second, you didn't know what to do with it. You didn't know what to do with your life. But then I saw as a next wave came in, and it brought some new stuff around you. And you realized as you looked at that stuff that this was exactly where God was taking you and where God was leading you this whole time.
Thank you, Father. Release your touch. Just continue to pray for these standing up here. God, we pray for the revelation of God. God, a revelation. The Lord says it's going to be a revelation that is so unchurchy and unreligious that even some other Christians are going to have a hard time because they're going to innocently want to try to make you, how's the word? It's almost like they want to make you presentable or acceptable, but God says there are subcultures and people I'm sending you to that religiosity will not do the job. It's like David when they tried to make him wear Saul's armor, but he had to go with what he knew. It was just simplicity. So the Lord is saying, daughter, yes, let people speak into your life and mature you and grow you and all these other things, but the Lord is saying, I'm not calling you to walk the way that others walked and do it the way that others did, but the simplicity of God that he's been building in your life.
And I was watching a vision, and I saw that there is so many emotions, strong emotions in you at times. Sometimes you find yourself, like you feel like you can't get it out, but you're so angry. You're just so angry. And the Lord says, tonight I want to deal with that because I love you so very much. Because it's wounding you, it's damaging you. And the Lord says, let me bring a wave of my love where the anger has tried to just beat you up and tear you up inside. The Lord says, let my spirit come upon your emotions. Know that I love you and you can trust me even with your emotions.
Kim, lay hands on her if you would. The Bible says out of the innermost belly flow rivers of living water. And so God, right now, we declare, Lord, to every anger and every resentment and Lord, even from injustices suffered, we now put them at the foot of the cross and we say that anger and resentment and hatred and all these other things have no more authority in the name of Jesus. We release the love of God. We release the love. Love for our enemies. Love for those who've hurt. Love, love. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, release the touch of God. Release the authority. Release the revelation of God. Come, fire of God. Rokata see the revelation of God. Kota siri yama. Matai. I hear words that will give direction, to people that control resources. I see people that have the purse strings and resources for the city and for the work of God. And God says, I'm going to use your words and your revelation in your mouth to open the purse strings, not for our own selves, but that are going to release a resource even for the work of the kingdom of God. And so the Lord says, daughter, they're going to be words of influence into the influential people. And God says, you don't have to make your own way. You don't have to open your own doors. In fact, it's like God says, you don't even have to go knocking on the doors God's called you to. They're going to come calling you because you've been faithful serving. You've been faithful serving those that you didn't always agree with. And God says the heart of a servant is going to open doors before you, and the revelation of God is going before you. So God, we thank you. Lord, may the spirit of revelation, God, arise, especially a revelation that's going to draw the lost, a revelation that's going to open the doors. For God says, you're going to have the tools of a soul winner. It's signs, it's wonders, it's miracles, it's prophecy, it's revelation. You're not going to just watch others and say, oh, I want that, or oh, what's wrong with me? God says you're going to move in the authority of a soul-winning revelator. So God, release that anointing of revelation and signs and wonders, God. May the word of the Lord come. God says the open heavens are coming where you're going to see in the realm of the spirit. God says there's a desire to go higher, to go higher. Revelation 4, a door in the heavenly realm. You're going higher, higher in the realm of revelation. Korata siri amai. God, kingdom revelation. Korata siri amai. And God says one of the areas is going to be revelation that brings families, whole families, into the kingdom of God. For the Lord says the enemy has wanted to destroy families in you, around you, and around your place of influence. But God's going to give revelation that's going to bring entire families into peace, into freedom, into victory. So God, we thank you for the revelation of God, Lord, in multiple arenas. But God, one of those areas in the areas of family. So God, release, we pray. God, for our pastors, we pray for revelation. God, we pray that you would cause them in glory. Go ahead. Congregation, lift your hands to Jesus, if you would, together. And God, we pray that together, for Lord, we may not be up here at the front, but we are still your sons and daughters that hear your voice. God, we pray that the entire prophetic anointing of this house would come to a new level. That God, every one of us would hear the voice of the Lord. God, whether that's in our individual walk with you, whether it's in our families, in our parenting, in our marriages, in our work job places, in our schools, Lord, may we be a revelational people. Would you do this? Lay hands on your eyes with me. Congregation, do that with me. Lay hands on your eyes. God, we ask you to touch our eyes. Lord, we confess there are times that we've given our eyes to look at things that are not profitable and not godly. And then we wonder why we're not seeing in the spirit. Lord, we repent. God, we say, like David said, put a guard about our eyes. Lord, may we not give our eyes to look at things that are improper, but may our eyes be washed and purified by the blood of Jesus. May they be sanctified. And God, open our eyes to see dreams, to see visions. Those of you that are dreamers, those of you that are visionaries, ask God to open that realm in a higher dimension. God, open our eyes to see in the realm of the spirit. God, may we see into the angelic realm. May we see, Lord, with the eyes of God. Touch your ears with me, please. Lay hands on your ears. And God, we at times confess we've given our ears to hear ungodly things, to hear impure things. We've given our ears to hearing gossip. God, forgive us. Lord, we will not give our ears to the words that destroy, but we will give our ears to the words of the Lord that build up and bring life. So God, anoint our ears, even as you remove blinders from our eyes, unstop our ears, that we would hear the voice of God. May the audible voice and the still small voice of the Lord be released, God, in greater measure, Lord, not only within this house, but God, throughout the people of God in Reading, Pennsylvania. May the revelation of God, the voice of the Lord, be released. May God, you thunder. May the voice of God thunder over Reading, Pennsylvania. Now, one more thing. Touch your lips, please. God, at times we've given our lips to speaking words that destroy instead of words of life. Lord, words that tear down and curse rather than words that bless and build up. Lord, you touched Ezekiel's lips with a coal of fire from off of the altar. You touched Isaiah's lips with a coal of fire from off of the altar. Would you tonight touch our lips? May the fire of heaven anoint our mouths, that God, we would open our mouths and the flame of God, the fire of God, the word of God would issue forth out of our mouths, and the hearts of the people be as grass consumed in a positive way by the fire of God. Lord, we thank you. We are an apostolic, prophetic, pastoral, evangelistic, teaching people. And God, we say, Jesus, may you build your church here in this house, but God, throughout this city. Would you with me lift your hands, and would you lift a voice in the Spirit? If you have a prayer language of the Spirit, would you begin to pray in that? If not, would you worship in your native language? Korata siriria rorararanamaka. And God, Lord, here's what I pray as well for this house, for our pastors. The picture I keep seeing is of a sound system, a sound board, and the word of the Lord's going forth, not just from the pulpit, but from this house. But the volume is set down at one or two. And it's like for all of the word of the Lord and all of the passion that it is barely registering within the city because the volume is at one or two. But I watched in this vision as the hand of God came down. It was not the hand of man. It was not your own efforts. It was not the right person at the right time. It was the hand of God came down and began to cause the volume to be turned up. And I watched as God began turning it up to 3 to 5 and beyond until it was full volume. And every whisper, what was interesting is this, every whisper that came out of this house reverberated throughout the city and beyond. And I believe the Lord is saying this, as you are faithful as a church, not just in the pulpit, but as a church, as you are faithful to declare what God is saying, even if it is not what man wants to hear. If you will continue being faithful to say what God is saying, God Himself will give you favor. God Himself will turn up the volume to where even the very whisper of the Lord in this house is heard throughout the city and beyond. And God, we pray that not only for this house, but God in Reading. For there is a message. A friend of mine taught me many years ago that spiritual warfare is not just tearing down strongholds, it's getting a hold of God's redemptive purpose for our city and prophesying and coming into alignment with God's purpose. My sense is over the city, The power of God has already broken the power of the enemy. But unless the power of the enemy is replaced with the kingdom of God, the enemy comes back stronger. I believe the key to spiritual warfare in this city is getting a hold of God's redemptive purpose. Why was Reading, Pennsylvania founded in God's mind, in God's heart? And then God, I believe, is saying, there is a word, there is a message, there's an anointing in this city that needs to go to nations. I don't know the history of this city other than Monopoly and Reading Railroad. But I sense the Lord saying, I'm going to give key cities and key nations that Reading is not only going to send teams to minister, but there's going to be cultural exchange. There's going to be economic exchange in the world system they call sister cities. But I believe God says, I'm about to bring sister cities in the spiritual realm that will affect the natural realm. So, Father, we thank you. For God, in Reading, you're releasing your voice. And God, when people in the church world hear Reading, they won't just think of Reading, California, but Reading, Pennsylvania. So, Father, release the voice of the Lord and the revelation of Jesus. Now, God, we seal the revelation of God in our lives. Lord, tonight may dreams and visions be released. God, as we walk through tomorrow, all that you've purposed for this weekend, may it be fulfilled. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you go ahead and take a seat? Please. Pastor's going to come and close us out. Let me say thank you guys for being with us tonight. Look, every time we come together, God has unique things he wants to do. But can I tell you something? If you have a need, if you need healing, if you need a touch from God, can I tell you, it doesn't come just because a preacher lays hands on you or prays for you. It comes in his presence. So reach out in his presence and grab a hold of all that God has for us. And, of course, tomorrow morning and tomorrow night as well, we have the privilege of being with you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Russ and Kim and Shekinah. That was awesome. Hallelujah. I believe that was the word of the Lord. A lot of that, not just, but so many things, so many aspects of what was spoken tonight. And as Russ was saying, we'll be here tomorrow morning at 10. There are others here from other churches in the city, and we expect that you're going to go and build up the body of Christ there. But certainly tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll be here as well, and you're welcome to come on back and just participate in whatever it is the Holy Spirit wants to do tomorrow night as we wrap things up here this weekend. But we want to receive a love offering for this ministry. They held back nothing here tonight. They come to Reading not asking for anything. You know, they don't have some price tag, some prerequisites or criteria that they, you know, asked me about. They've just come. They prayed about it. They felt the whole family was to come, and they're here. And so we just want to give opportunity to sow into this ministry, and we're just releasing into God, to God, a seed. And, you know, and maybe you're here every service, and I would encourage you to give in every service, because every service is a kind of a different, I don't know, a different atmosphere. God's doing something different, so you're sowing maybe a slightly different seed that's going to bring a slightly different harvest or return in the Spirit. And so I just want to just pray, ask the Lord just to just release just a spirit of generosity, and we're just going to leave the baskets here on one side of the altar or the other, and just encourage you just to sow a seed, hallelujah, that God's going to multiply and use to amplify their voice, the voice of God, through this faithful ministry here in the United States and around the world. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that you did give some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, O God, that we might go forth in your name, speaking your word with your anointing. Lord, your word says that the Father told Jesus, said he told me what to say and how to say it. And Lord, we need to know not only what to say, but how to say it, even when to say it, Lord God Almighty. And we want to rely on you, on your Holy Spirit, O God. So we thank you that Lord, you've touched our eyes, our ears, our mouths this day, Lord God, our hearts. We thank you that you have enlarged our hearts tonight, Lord God. With your love, you pour your love into our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we might speak into lives, hallelujah, and see the destiny of God released in others, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Your word declares, Lord, that the Macedonian church, somehow they were able to give beyond their ability to give. Lord God, it says even a poverty welled up in rich generosity, Lord God Almighty. Lord, the silver, the gold is yours. Lord, you own everything, Lord God. Well, I want to thank you, Lord, for faithful servants, Lord, and messengers of God that have heard your voice and came here to this city of Reading, Lord God, Lord, to sow the seed of your word, Lord God, to see you use the gift of God in them to bless this city, Lord God, to bless the congregations of the city, Lord. They've prophesied into the atmosphere tonight, Lord God, and things are changing, Lord God. Your angels are being released, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know, I even just think of that word you just shared about sister cities and somehow cultural exchange and trade. And you know, I go to the mayor's office every Monday morning and bring a word and pray with him, bring someone else with me. And this past Monday, I went there forgetting it was Veterans Day and the city hall was closed and tried to get in. I couldn't get in. Then I thought I saw somebody go in. I went back. I couldn't get in. I walked around the front and went up to the front door, nothing. So I started going back to my car, thinking about where I might eat breakfast because, you know, what else do you do? And I saw this tree right in front of City Hall with a little plaque down the bottom of it, and it just caught my attention, and I read it. And it was a tree planted and a plaque there from a sister city of Reading, England, that they gave. I think it was because of 9/11 back in 2001, I believe, if my memory serves correct, but it was a gift. And just interesting that Monday, I never, you know, to me it was just a tree. But this week, it was something planted here from a sister city. And I just believe, even as we sow into this ministry and into the word that was proclaimed tonight, that we're releasing somehow the hand of God just to do exactly what was spoken. The word of God says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing unless he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Then the prophetic word is released, and the hand of God then is extended to fulfill that word. And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity just to sow a financial seed into your kingdom, Lord God, as you send not only the clients around the world, Lord, but I believe just the people of God from this city around the world as it was proclaimed tonight, Lord God. So we just, Lord God, give by faith and ask you to multiply it, Lord God. Bring us back tomorrow, Lord God. Lord, for even a greater time in your Holy Spirit. Let each household that is represented here tonight, Lord God, both in Lord homes and in church homes, Lord God, be blessed and see amazing increase, Lord God, in every way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. I guess Shanti abandoned her post at the, I'm going to be the first to give. God bless you as you give. Honey, you got something to share there? No. She was coming up to give to the, hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, doubly blessed. Greet Russ and Kim and Shekinah. And hallelujah. Come back tomorrow night. And hope of the nations, you come back tomorrow morning at 10 too. Bring somebody with you. Invite friends.
How lonely, see?